You are standing before the Umiadero Hermitage, built in 1757, and also known as the Ermita del Manso Cordero, Hermitage of the Gentle Lamb. Mass continues to be held here every Saturday, and in days gone by, many of the older inhabitants of Lumbrales remember that one of the three priests that the town had held Mass here daily. In many area villages, there are hermitages like this one that are branded with the name Umiadero, a generic term in Spanish that makes reference to a religious place normally found on the outskirts of villages and towns. Because these hermitages were found on the outskirts of towns, individuals who were setting off on a trip would generally ask for protection there as they left, and those who were arriving at the village or town used them to give thanks for their safe arrival. Remember that, in the middle of the 17th century, Lumbrales was not the village that it is today, and the Umiadero Hermitage would have been on the outskirts of town, just at the starting point of the long journey to Salamanca. Unlike the parish church, this hermitage is built in masonry and considered a hall church, topped off with beautiful wooden latticework that rests atop rounded arches. Standing out on its interior is the remarkable mudéjar-coffered ceiling that can be found in the chancel, as well as its neoclassical altarpiece. But the beauty and importance of the Umiadero Hermitage does not lie in its exterior nor in its interior. It is the devotion of the people that makes this small hermitage a symbol, a great temple. Therein, the floats are stored that reign over religious acts during Holy Week, along with the beautiful tabernacle. The floats start their procession from this hermitage and make their way towards the church, only later to be returned to the hermitage for safekeeping. Also, on the day of the Holy Cross, May the 3rd, the Gentle Lamb float leaves from here in a procession to bless the bread. Still, the Umiadero Hermitage was not the only one that existed in Lumbrales. There are remains of old hermitages that have been converted into private homes. One is in the San Sebastian Square, and another is in the La Magdalena Square. Today, few people enter this hermitage, nevertheless, enjoying the peace in its interior and sharing in the spiritual solace that this place has to offer is a cherished gift for all those who seek spirituality and calm. Now head towards the outskirts of Lumbrales in the direction of the train station and enjoy the ride through the open fields, looking up at our clear skies. You will arrive at what is left of an old railway line that tied together La Fuente de San Esteban and Barca d'Alba, a line that in days gone by received visits by infantas and other high-profile personalities. I'll tell you more when you get to the station.